Support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
At a presentation for his new book, The Science of Happily Ever After, Tai Toshiro asked the audience to come up with three wishes for their ideal mate.
And we could use this thought experiment. So let's say there's a bachelorette, for example, with 100 eligible bachelors just standing there.
If you are under 6 foot, put your hand up.
And she wants somebody who's tall. So let's say 6 foot or taller. That would mean, because only 20% of men in the United States are 6 foot or taller, that 80 of those guys would walk out of the room at that point.
If you can't bench press 225, put your hand down.
So we say that after three wishes, people oftentimes quickly whittle down the number of available mates that they have. So they want to be careful then about how they use those three wishes.
Toshiro found that more than anything else, people use their wishes on wealth and attractiveness. This made a lot of sense back when the average life expectancy was only 40 years old.
So we're still kind of wired to wish for looks, which might be a proxy for physical health, and money for times when people didn't know if they could get food or good drinking water or shelter. I say it's a little bit like wisdom teeth. You know, we were evolved to select on these things, but now they don't really do us any good anymore.
To listen to this and other stories in Minnesota that you won't hear anywhere else, tune into Culture Q, Radio K's arts and culture program airing every Sunday at 6 p.m. on Radio K. You can also find us on PRX, iTunes, and RadioK.org. And support for this program comes from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.